when I got baby now.
Oh,
okay. When I got your teeth birth, of course, they're happy to have a granddaughter.
Oh, yeah.
Until your little work.
Uh-huh.
He worked with your great grandma.
Oh, really?
The doctor?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. And now that's why your little knows how to make glasses. This one.
Uh-huh.
Until you is the one away to get in the gray of your eye.
Uh-huh.
Only she has no
degree.
But
he worked
everything. Everything.
So that's what he worked at? What he worked at in the beginning?
Mm-hmm.
What did you do?
Me?
Yeah.
I'm just only housewife. Stay home, taking care of your... I have three kids.
Okay.
Your people birth,
uh-huh.
My eldest, your mommy,
uh-huh.
Your uncle, Sir John Marie.
Uh-huh.
What are the names? Our names. Our my sons.
So the three of you first. The three of us first.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well,
so the five of you.
Yeah. I give birth to that when I was with your when I lived with my parents.
So did you give birth when you were in the house?
Then? Yeah.
Okay.
No, but of course in the house. Well, I'm not in the house. I never gave birth to the house.
No, you didn't.
No. Why did you say that?
No, but while you're still in the house.
Yeah, but
I'm still living in the house.
I'm still living with my parents.
Oh, okay, but you... Yeah, of course you
say. Yeah. But to wait up in the house, what do you think of me? Okay. Then it's time for what I'll do with Lola's working.
So he's still working the optometrist?
Yeah.
Okay, that's his job then.
Yeah, and he gets lots of some customers.
Okay.
Until he goes to VIP, these people,
mm-hmm.
Because he's good, he's very good in both grading your eyes,
mm-hmm.
And then making the outline. I forgot he was permitted by your grand, grandparents.
Uh-huh.
Papa, you could do it, you could have, and then my parents gave him equipment,
uh-huh.
For taking grades
for the glasses.
For the glasses.
Okay.
So that's the handy one.
Uh-huh.
It's portable. So one for four. It wants to be graded. You just go there and then get the grade of the patient.
So he had patients and everything.
Then. Mm-hmm. Thank God.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Well, you guys are making good money then at that
time. Oh, yeah. That's why I'm spoiled, because you just go shopping,
uh-huh.
Just go buy good clothes to signature, good grocery than ever buy a cheap one.
So from the beginning, you were like, you lived a good life then, like, you got lots of everything, huh?
Oh, yeah, I'm free.
And free.
I don't think of hard
stuff. So you wouldn't describe your life really hard then, huh? No.
So later on, I myself decided to separate from my parents because I want to live by
yourself. Yeah, you want to raise your family.
So I want to raise our family because when I saw my friend, those who have married two, and then they have their own, they have a small house.
They're dependent.
And then, no, they have their independent. Independent.
They have independent.
Okay. So one time I visited them,
uh-huh.
Because of no one of my close friends. And then I saw that they're happy. Typically, we were going by food, and I looked around the house. We had a bathroom, a kitchen. So I said, I wish I had my own.
Uh-huh.
Because I'm still in with my parents.
Uh-huh. Well, how many years have you lived with your parents?
So
you moved out?
Yeah. You do our remember first. We move out. Okay? And then they don't like that they have to move out.
Your parents?
Yeah.
Okay.
But because of my kids, they love Tito Bob and mommy. That's my two kids first. So, but I said, if we just depend on you, you don't know how to live, right?
Yeah.
You don't know how to buy what's up. Our food, you
know, they're buying you the food then, huh?
I said, you are free, lucky.
Free everything.
Free everything. Yeah! Even most of my baby that you want to buy.
Wow.
Even the yaya, you know the yaya?
Yeah.
The nanny? They do one thing.
Wow.
Yeah. Yeah. Just your mom and your people and your uncle, though. They live in a good life.
Uh-huh.
We have a nanny. We just go around with your lolo. We go to movie every night. Because we're free.
You're free.
Yeah, my God.
And he's still making money, then, a lot.
Oh, yeah. And the daytime, because he's working.
Yeah.
Only, I said, not those people in the world. They dedicate all the time. Watching, taking care of the babies or that, but no. We have maid, we have a cook. Yeah, everything I said. That's why I'm jealous to see my friend who has his own house.
Uh-huh.
They live independent.
Yeah.
And my husband is working and he's taking care of his kids. That's why in my mind I said, oh, I wish I have my own house.
Yeah.
So I talked with your Lola, we talked together, planning. I told him, too bad to separate to my parents. Because we don't know how to budget our food because we are free.
You're free now, yeah.
Yeah. And his salary, I just found it.
Shopping? For your clothes. No, everyone else's clothes.
For my family. Not for myself. And I never buy just a chip. No, it's so special. It's just one of those good shoes or whatever, you know. Now that's our life. Okay. Then we have lots of children now.
So you moved out of your parents' house?
Yeah, first time.
Okay.
You know what?
What happened?
We rent a house. That house is like Nipa hut. It's small.
It's a small hut.
But I'm happy.
Because it's a house.
And then we started now. So I cook. I'm not cooking. I didn't cook when I was my parents.
So you don't know how to cook?
Yeah, and then cook right. It was burnt.
You don't know how to cook?
I'm showing that I'm a good housewife. Oh my gosh, my mungo, I burned it. It was burnt too. Now we stayed only 2 months.
Uh-huh.
You know what? Your great grand Lulu pick us. I take us from that house. You go back. You said you better go back to our house.
Really?
Because my kids were sick that time.
Oh.
And then...
For the freedom?
Yeah, because it was the cold... influenza.
Oh, okay.
But when once you are sick, what you call it? Well, it's contagious. Yeah.
Okay.
Once you are sick, you got to be sick. Could you imagine how many kids I have? They're all sick. And then I cry and said, oh my God, what shall I do with this, okay?
How many kids do you have at that time then?
Tita Bot,
Mom,
Uncle Topa, and Duke.
But
I'm what, but four.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Okay. I'll be to join. My God. Five. Okay, yeah, that's my good time.
Uh-huh.
Oh, yes, my God. So my parents, when they know that they're all sick, you pick up all of us there in that house. You know what? This is not good for you. That's what he told us. Tuberculosis around me.
Uh-huh.
This started on his trust. I don't care as long as we have a house.
Yeah.
And then you know what we sleep? Because at first we separated, we have no more bed yet.
Uh-huh.
Sleep in the floor.
Are you serious?
Yeah. Only what, 2-1 month, but we could not withstand it. So it's pretty. It's hurt my back because it's hard. It's not wood, but it's bamboo.
Bamboo, wow.
Mm, so we go back to your lolo again.
Oh, you went back?
Then we both stay there again.
So you're back to luxury again?
Mm, they paid everything. They paid everything. And then let no kids go or call you back. You know, there in a country, you can call your doctor, go to your house,
and check up?
Check up the children.
Oh, okay.
Not here, no, you could not lie.
No. But then, because your dad has a lot of connection to
the doctor. And then once he calls, right away, because the parents got a glasses to him.
Uh-huh.
He's the one, you know, he's the one doing that.
Uh-huh.
So they return the gratitude, whatever.
So, Lola, my Lola, he still worked with your dad then, right?
Mm-hmm.
He still at the job?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah, he got the job there.
He still with
what? That's why I believe with your Lolo.
Uh-huh.
Because he's very industrious.
Uh-huh.
If he works, he works. And he works good.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, he works good. Until he trusted him now.
Uh-huh.
And any patients he got. Well, he's the one checking it up, everything.
Okay.
And that's what I like there. So, we're there now.
You're back to your happy.
Okay. Now, the last one is that I know schooling, right?
Yeah.
But you know, I'm in good situation and all that. Because we don't want us to separate now. So, we don't separate because, you know, I have experienced already miserable life when I separated.
Yeah.
I said I want charge. And then, our light there is just only table lamp, candle lamp.
Uh-huh.
We have no electricity.
What in your...
When we separated.
Oh, when you separated, okay.
Because you have to connect and think.
Oh, yeah, of course.
So we're just starting.
Uh-huh.
We showed that we could stand, but we cannot do it.
We cannot do it.
Then, that's the time. We started. What now? Oh, yeah, we live well now. We live well. We live my family.
Okay.
It's okay. Until